The proposal includes stripping most public sector workers of their collective bargaining rights and increases their contributions to pensions and health benefits. Danny McGowan with the Wisconsin Teamsters says the governor is trying to undo decades of fair negotiations.
Under the guise of fixing the budget and creating 250,000 new jobs, the governor intends to stifle the voice of working men and women in the workplace and break their unions.
McGowan says all union workers in the state will stand behind those in the private sector.
Make no mistake about it, war has been declared on the unions in Wisconsin, and the House of Labor will stick together in protecting our members' rights.
Governor Walker has said he wants to treat the state like a business, but Michael Bolton with the United Steelworkers says his process is flawed.
Well-managed corporations don't destroy decades of practices with a week's notice. The fact is, the governor actually has no idea what the consequences of this bill will be.
Leaders from several unions have pledged to support public sector employees as they battle the bill this week. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.